Thank you very sincerely for a very gracious and kindly welcome for all of us. And bless you all for coming. And thank you so very much for the lovely choir singing and the two ladies who sang and the lovely hymns we sang. I do thank God for the hymns of our faith and bless you for singing them with us from your heart this morning. Can we have a short prayer, please? Could we bow before God, please? Wonderful Father, we bless thee for this new day, for giving us another day in eternity to seek God, to walk with God, to be the friend of God, to be a man after God's own heart, to be a man greatly beloved by God, to be the disciple whom Jesus loved, to somehow be what those men that stood out in this book in their generation above all others, to be somehow in our generation that man God loves. Oh, we do bless thee. We do bless thee and praise thee for thy holy book and ask thee in thy mercy to speak to us now through it. Keep us under the blood of Jesus. Cleanse the atmosphere of this building with the blood of Jesus, and rebuke thou thyself, the devil, our only enemy, away from this place. Let this place be so filled with the presence of God and the consciousness of the presence of God that we may know we have to do with God. Come in mercy, Lord, to me, and wash me in the blood, and anoint me by the Holy Spirit. Make this sacred and precious ground for each one of us as we hear God's voice. For we're so tired of men's voice. We're so tired of leaving the house of God the same as we came in. Oh God, please, we invite thee, we give thee the right to turn our lives upside down, that we never recover again. No man can do that for us, so we look away from men, especially this basest and weakest and most despised of men. And we look to thee and thee only. Our expectations in thee and thee only, for unless God in grace and mercy comes, we cannot change ourselves. Man cannot change us, any effort we make even. God leaves us unturned. We desire for God to visit us, for God to have his way. In mercy on us, God, and because of grace, we dare to ask these things of thee. In Jesus Christ's name. In Jesus, the Christ's name. Amen.
Pray always. Pray always. Pray always. Pray always. With all prayer and supplication in the Spirit.
But we must enter into warfare, beloved. We must enter into warfare, beloved. We must enter into warfare, beloved. We dare not sit back any longer. As the Church of Jesus Christ, in hopelessness and unbelief, we dare not sit back any longer as the Church of Jesus Christ in hopelessness and unbelief and allow the devil to destroy this land. We have weapons. We have weapons. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, not human-made weapons, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We have weapons. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. It's talking in its context of the devil's strongholds. God stands back and limits himself to you and me. Trust me about that, according to this book. The only army that will be able to save America from being destroyed by Satan is the army of God's people on their knees in prayer. The only danger America faces, the only danger this land has, is if God's people do not get down into warfare on their knees in prayer to pull down the strongholds of the devil, which they can.
Oh, there's a holy boldness that comes from a holy life that will never be there until your life is holy. There's a faith that surges from a heart when a man's hands are clean, because he knows he has God in a position where God has a holy obligation to the promises, because he fulfills the condition. This man knows. Oh, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous.
His ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Even if you get on your knees in desperation,
the faithful, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Literally does staggering things.
Accomplishes staggering things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments.
I sought for a man among them to stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy that land justly because of his sin. But I found none. Of a whole generation in the land that was about to be destroyed, God said these words. He didn't want to destroy that land, but God was staggered. I could find none. There was none. None who fulfilled the conditions that Moses fulfilled. There was no one. I wonder if God is seeking right now across America, amongst all the evangelicals that sing in harmony, fill the congregations and the pews, and listen to the word of God, but walk out there and don't do it. I found none. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. God's.
But you run, look, to and fro. Who's there, Eddie? He wondered that there was no intercessor. Do you know what that word means? God was staggered. He was staggered that there was no one praying in a way that he could turn the tide in the history of a land, as he has in times gone by.
God waits for his people, beloved. God waits for his people, beloved. I have often been amused at the testimonies of men who have no idea of the power of prayer until they prayed a bird in prayer in desperation and indignation against the devil. Until they prayed a bird in prayer in desperation against what the devil was doing, they had no idea of what God would do when a man prayed like that.
You have arguments, Theo, about how you win people. Let me tell you something. It is a billion times to one chance that a man could be converted through the world's methods in the church. If you have one to show, sir, I'll show you millions. I'm quite sure God will, that are going to hell who sat in pews because they were entertained by the world, but they didn't hear the truth as it should be proclaimed. The world's music in the church is sin. How did we bury our heritage of godly music, sir, when it gets into the actual pews, let alone the hall? When did we allow Satan to take over? But when it comes to the church, whatsoever things are lovely, if there be any virtue, something that can be good as a result in you, spiritually, think on these things. In other words, allow these things to occupy your mind, to even listen. Allow it into your mind. Right down to music, sir. Is it lovely? Is it pure? Is it virtue for God to bring out God? Pure and lovely. Listen to it. It is so ugly, it's unbelievable. I once walked into a Christian book room in my country, and I wanted to find something, and I was in there for about a minute when suddenly they were obliged to put on the music. Oh.
Boom. When I hear boom, I run. The moment I hear boom, you do you. Of course you can hear Jesus every now and again, you know.
If you're lucky, you might hear some other word, but I admit it's Christian, what, rock, they call it, gospel. God forbid you could even say it. Why be like the world? For God's sake, we have a heritage so rich of the most beautiful music in the world. Sing it! Sing our hymns of the faith. Don't bury them for what the world has to offer now. Oh, the music started. So what did I do? I just saw the door and I ran. And of course, I'm known in my country, and a whole lot of people ran out after me. Mr. Daniel, can we help you? Is there anything you want? And I said, no. I've forgotten what I came in your shop for when you started playing that devilish music. It's from the pit of hell. I can't bear it. It's the closest I've come to knowing what hell must be, listening to music like the devil's music. And you're playing it in the Christian book room. Why don't you play a hymn of Charles Wesley? Did that get outdated for this? I can't get anything from your book room. I feel I'm sitting in hell there. I walk away. I don't know if they were offended. I don't know what they said. I don't care. My heart cries out, it's the devil's music. And since when, sir? Since when did you stop allowing your heart to cry out for fear of man? What God says is true.
And they looked at this man. This man's different what he preached. The devil's strongholds can be pulled down right in the house of God if you start praying. If the devil's in the house of God, his methods, his ways, his people, mostly because they're comfortable, they're in their sin.
God's more grieved than you are by a billion times. He's more indignant than you are. He's just waiting for us to pray. Do you know what God will do? Don't get me wrong now. And I thought, God, children are being defiled. Parents come here to see the greatest sinner in the world, and their children are getting things in their minds that they're going to bring through evil. The devil can just get a seed and know what he can bring out to you. He just needs a seed. Oh God, I can't bring my children to New York, God. They'll be defiled. It will destroy them morally. I cannot bring my children to New York, God. And I began to weep. I didn't know how loud I was weeping, beloved, but I wept, and I wept so loud because I was so broken at the sin of that place. And then I found myself lifting my hands up, and I found myself crying out to God so loud I didn't know. I wasn't trying to be fanatical. I just lost control. And I shouted and I cried out loud as I wept, God, close these buildings down now. Do anything, God, but close these filthy, depraved buildings down now. God, I can't bring my children here. They'll be defiled as these children are being defiled, these people, as they look at this, God. Oh, God, in Jesus Christ's name, do anything but close these buildings down now. And suddenly, I began to wipe the tears from my eyes, and my eyes focused. A few hundred people were looking at me. They'd stopped in their hundreds, stunned, and they'd heard what I had prayed. Every face that I looked at, I'm not exaggerating, had tears coming down their eyes. I looked. Every single person that I could see their face had tears coming down their eyes. They'd never in their life seen a man broken because of filth and depravity in this world, and crying to God to do something about it. There's one hope for America, sir. One army that can save America, sir, from what she's in for. It's God's people on their knees. The army of God's people on their knees in prayer, doing warfare against Satan. Undoing the strongholds of the devil in lands where they can turn those millions to Christ if they didn't get up from their knees. If they spent as much time on their knees as they do in front of television, most of them, oh, put the thing off for God's sake. Stop condemning the politicians and the news and everything that goes wrong and say it's their fault. And it's our fault. You want things to change? You want this land to be healed? Then start with the people of God humbling themselves and praying. Praying always. Praying always. Praying always. Praying always. and confessing their sins and turning from their wicked ways. Because then God will hear from heaven, will forgive their sins, his people, and will heal their land. Revival is the people of God getting right with God, where the world gets out of the church and the church gets out of the world. Because the church will not be comfortable when the world will not be comfortable when the church is holy. They'll have to get out or get saved. And the church cannot be comfortable with the world in any way, no matter what methods, no matter what means, will not be tolerated. Revival is our hope, but let me tell you, America, when revival comes and you are the ones that instigate it, don't leave it to God and say it's an act of divine movement. He's waiting for us to seek him because he says, if my people, I'm waiting to heal their land, but it begins with you. I just want one man. I found none in that generation. And when the church gets right with this land, then the awakening will happen. Then the unsaved will start turning. Never before the church must get right. And you find the filth and depravity will not be tolerated on any level. You have millions of people who name the name of Jesus, but one foot is in the world and one is in the church. And they can't pray. For God's sake, get down and get right and get clean hands. Before it's too late, because you're the only hope America has. America has one danger only. That God's people are too proud, or too slow, or too late to go to war on their knees. I'm not making an appeal. The whole message is an appeal. God sees who responds to this appeal by what happens from this moment on with those of you that name the name of Jesus.
I've wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home. The paths of sin too long I've trod. Now I'm coming home. Coming home. Coming home. Nevermore to roam. Open wide thine arms of love. Lord, I'm coming home.